Check. Check. One, two. I got nothing.
Okay. No, no. We'll keep going. Here we go. Nothing. Here we go. Three, two, one, and go.
I got nothing. 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 I got nothing. I got nothing. Out.
Yeah, he's got nothing. Nothing to show for all the hard work. And I ain't got nothing more besides this. But now I'm done because I ain't got nothing anymore either. That didn't even rhyme at the end. It sounds like Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
All right.
Welcome, everybody, to the Geek Lounge.
Welcome.
Where we now make music. You are here on a very special occasion because
that's right.
We had this brilliant idea in order to keep things sexy.
Right.
In order to keep ourselves as a show sexy.
Yep.
We decided to dub this episode the Bottomless episode.
Right.
Hey-o. Because we are all sitting in studio bottomless just for you.
That's
You're
right.
welcome. And the more I think about it, the more I think this is not a good idea.
Yeah, because you know, I was pretty comfortable with myself, and now I'm feeling really insecure.
Oh, no.
It's just because it's cold.
I'm looking around the room. And
it's just because it's cold.
Not only is everything a little more sticky than I'd hoped, but...
Is anyone having adhesion issues?
I'm way more hairy than I thought I thought I was.
Thought we were going to shave.
There, get off of that PG rating.
I feel like a doll over here.
Oh, you did shave. I see that now. Wow.
You know, okay. You know, another big drawback to this is I forgot we do audio and no video. So
yeah, it didn't work out.
No, it did not. But
quite
no.
As we hoped.
I mean, it's too late now.
But just picture it because we are in fact bottomless.
Or don't picture
or don't
it.
Picture
hey, it's all right. You know,
that's right.
Camera under the table.
I'm sure there's an FP page.
It's actually spinning around.
it's a 360
called the U-boat.
Camera.
Why did you name it the U-boat? That's weird.
It's a 360 camera. Yeah, it moves when you move your phone, so you can look at anybody that you like.
Yeah, if you want out there, just stop the camera at any time and enjoy the view.
It's on our FB page, Bottomless Fries.
Right.
Should have said this up front, but caution, an extreme amount of hair.
Yeah. I did not have enough razor for all this hair, so I just said, you know what, screw it, I'm out.
I actually brought razors.
I brought specifically.
We could shave each other.
I wish you'd have told us this before we went on here.
I burned through $18 of razors just this morning, and that was only like two razors.
Oh, and that's as far as you got with $18 worth of razors?
It was only two razors.
I'm Puerto Rican, so I automatically put my razor under my tongue.
Oh.
Ready to go.
Damn it.
Nice. That's good.
Well.
Who's first?
That escalated quickly. Anyway, remember to go to our Facebook page, the Geek Lounge, or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge, and on TeePublic to get our beautiful t-shirts. With more t-shirts on the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Always t-shirts. Always t-shirts on
always
the way.
Always with the t-shirts.
Well, yeah, we at least average like one a month, but we try to get like two or three per month new ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got a lot of cool ones coming up.
Mm.
Can't go wrong. Every time I want a shirt, I want it shaped like a T. Yeah. X's are weird, that's why.
F-shirts, I would like an F-shirt, which is two sleeves on one side.
That one's weird.
The V-neck? You have V-neck?
The
I want an E-shirt, so it's like one sleeve that actually curls back and attaches to the lower part
that's
of the shirt.
That's a D-shirt. That's a D-sleeve? That's a D-shirt.
No, D's go all the way to the hip.
So your shirt goes through the sleeve all the way back into your butt.
So you can rub your belly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. No, that makes sense.
Be a little teacup.
A little teacup. Yeah.
Is there a
That's the teacup shirt.
Yeah, because the D shirt does not have a hole on
the armhole's. The armhole's too low. You can't really do anything.
And you can't get it at big and tall because you got to be short and stout for that.
Very nice.
That's it.
Hooray.
Thank you for
we did it, you guys.
Good night, everybody.
We did it.
I don't think we're going to top this.
So anyway, do that.
Yeah.
What about the canned wine? You have that? Or is that
Father O'Malley's canned sacrament wine.
That's our new sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Father O'Malley's canned sacrament wine. Now available 6, 12, and 24 packs for your convenience.
Get rid of the guilt.
And your local beer cavern.
There you go.
That's a funny story we should tell. So I think it needs context because it was really funny the way it happened. So we were we were working last night and I was talking with our guest who's here, one of our
guest hosts who is Fricker.
What is it? Fricker? Big Fricker. Is that the name we gave it? Big Fricker.
Yeah, that's
Paul.
It. We're going with that.
Rhino Boy.
Rhino Boy,
and we talked
AKA the Big Fricker.
And we talked about the Beer Cavern, which at our local gas station is this big, huge walk-in refrigerator.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I swore they were trolling me.
Yeah, that's what's funny, because you were telling. So, I mean, have you seen it? You've seen, like, the Beer Cavern? Like,
yes.
A terrible herbs,
have
right?
Have I seen.
Yeah, I
so have I seen.
Now, is it a cavern or a cave, though?
There's both. Okay. Sometimes there's caves, but I've been to the Beer Cavern over a Centennial Hills.
Well, that's where it's inaccurate because it's called a beer cavern, but it's more of a beer cave.
Yeah.
But it's basically like a big walk-in refrigerator with all manner of alcohol that you just walk in and grab what you want.
And I was
looks like a cave instead of a cavern is because they really should call it the beer limit of the paper mache guy skills.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I don't understand. Isn't it really just a room?
It's just a walk-in.
I don't
room,
even
just
care.
A cave.
I just want my beer.
We were arguing yesterday about what a cavern in a cave was.
Isn't a room just
our caveman audience?
Yeah, isn't a room just caveman's attempt to recreate the cave?
I guess. I suppose. Okay, but here's the thing. So some of them, depending on where you are in town, the further south you go here in town, because that's where the fancier neighborhoods are.
Right.
A lot of the beer caverns have a big mock-up that make it look like you're at the outside of a cave before you walk in, and you're just inside a refrigerator.
Yeah, never seen one.
And
really?
Yeah, I thought they were trolling me.
So we were joking about it.
Really? Like you've never heard of Buddhism or something?
You know what I mean? Like, is that so?
I've never seen a beer cavern.
So we were talking about, I don't forget what we were saying about, we were joking about it, and you were like, are you guys serious? We're like, yeah, we're serious. And then you didn't believe it.
Yep.
You even tried Googling it, and you didn't find it.
I couldn't find
the
it.
The more
yeah.
you couldn't what? Find out about the beer cavern, the more I was going, are we really screwing with them? Because are we lying?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Remember that?
Right?
Like,
yeah. We were just like, yeah.
We started doing this. Yeah, the beer cavern.
Looking
at each other.
Yeah, like, it's real, right? We didn't share hallucination. There is a beer cavern. Yeah.
We did
you can
eventually,
only see it when you're drunk.
Yeah, we did eventually find one online.
I found a picture of the beer cavern online, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And I showed it to him. And
I was like, wow, I just never.
Does not look like
I just
a cave.
Never noticed or just.
The mock-up
never
looks like
a,
the outside of a castle with the stone and the mortar. Like, what is it called?
Fitted stone, yeah.
So they got that wrong, too.
Yeah.
Good job, beer cavern.
Good job.
That's how caverns grow in England.
Yeah.
But it's really just a room with beer in it.
Yeah, it's just a walk-in fridge with beer in it, which by itself is pretty impressive. You know.
It's really cool.
So in reality, you were right all along. There is no such thing as a
beer
cavern.
Yeah, full circle. You were correct. There is no such thing as a beer cavern. I guess.
I'm sure in the Ice Age, that's where cavemen kept their beer.
That makes sense, yeah.
You found
a cold one up on a mountain, you just, you know.
Stick it in your cavern.
That's right.
Fermented.
It will stay cold here.
Urine. That's what they...
Fermented urine.
Right? Oh, that's what they did.
And Budweiser was born.
Yeah. Oh. Hey-o.
It is gross. Budweiser's gross, though, right?
America.
Big ups to our new sponsor, Budweiser, as well. I told you guys that, but Budweiser is sponsoring us.
The king of beers.
The king of beers. I'm using air quotes here, the king of beers.
Yes.
Did you see that new ad, Bud Light Lime? It's just a bunch of white people at a pool party drinking Bud Light Lime. And then one guy's, the voiceover goes, I wonder if palm trees could talk. I bet they speak Spanish.
What?
What's that?
What?
Just, I know. Just drink your Bud Light Lime. Leave us out of it.
I feel like Bud Light Lime is like the personification of Cinco de Mayo in America.
Yeah.
Like,
is that why?
I feel like it is now.
Yeah.
Like it came out like a few years ago, right? It was.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like this is what this is like.
What's more Hispanic though, Bud Light Lime or Taco Bell? Taco Bell. Which one is more Hispanic?
I think Taco Bell, just because of all the employees. qualify.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
How do you know who's making the beer for the lowest wage?
Oh, man.
Hold on a second.
Germans still. Right?
You can't.
It hasn't been German since they first made that crap.
Here's the thing. You can't say that about Taco Bell because I worked at a Taco Bell when I was younger. I was the only Mexican at that Taco
really?
Bell.
Really?
I was the only Hispanic working at that Taco Bell.
Man, I should have gone.
Those were the Carlo Mencia days when the Chinese people used to. I mean, the black people used to work at Taco Bell and the Mexicans
see,
used to work at
Hispanic.
Tech. Chicken, right? Chicken.
Yeah,
you want to
yeah.
see Hispanics in a kitchen, you go to like a sushi place.
That's true.
Like,
that is true.
You go to a sushi.
That is true.
You go to a sushi buffet, they're all there. All of them are there. Yeah.
Or an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, like the crazy buffet where we went sometimes.
Yeah.
All Hispanic.
Oh, it turns out it's the crazy
Asian
buffet.
And that's an Asian buffet, by the way.
Yeah. Where they defrost the food on the floor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard
I saw that.
Put some MSG on it. They won't know.
I saw that news article. That was good.
Sit on that. Where, it's not defrosting quick enough.
Hey, didn't Golden Corral like defrost all their food or something like by a garbage can or a dumpster? I remember hearing a story where
but
they put it in that area, that closed off area where the dumpster was.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. No, it was terrible.
Well, we can either deny or qualify that, but it sounds like them.
It reminds me of that episode of The Simpsons where Grandpa was working at Krusty Burger.
Yeah.
And then his manager comes up and he's like, "We need more secret sauce. Put some of that mayonnaise out in the sun."
Yeah.
Wow. See, Golden Corral Simpsons did it.
Big ups to our sponsor, Golden Corral, as well. Golden Corral, Budweiser, we're racking them up,
guys.
That's
right. That's right.
That's why we're so popular. That's why we're doing so good.
You know what else sucks? Our sponsor, Taco Bell. Yeah. Taco Bell for when you hate yourself, Taco Bell.
For when you hate yourself and want to continue to hate yourself for 12 more hours, Taco Bell.
For when you're mad at your insides, Taco Bell.
Yeah, I never understood how you take that laxative and you make it look like a taco. You know what I mean?
It's a neat
like
trick.
A burrito.
It's a neat
what
trick.
Is that? How do they do that?
How do you?
Some David Blaine shit, man.
It's kind of like one of the soap thing. It must
how
be
do
like,
you
know,
make
carving
yeah.
soap?
How do you make thing? A stool softener look like cinnamon twist? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand. All I know is it's it works.
The most authentic of all
it's
Mexican
delicious.
Foods. Cinnamon twist.
It's good coming. It's good going. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, they ought to sell
price
magazines.
Is right.
All I know that's is Taco Bell must be high in fiber. That's all I'm saying.
It's high.
Think so?
Oh my God.
I think that's sawdust, wasn't that the report?
It's mostly whatever baskets are weaved with, right?
Oatmeal.
That's what they make the shells and stuff.
It's oatmeal.
That's
isn't
where
it?
They all go.
That's one of those foods that's better coat going out than coming in. You know what I mean?
At the Taco Bell like subsidiaries, they just have big piles of wicker baskets ready to go. Piles of tires.
Wow.
Big ups to our sponsor, Taco Bell.
I love them. Oh,
39 said Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah. Loco Taco or whatever.
We should
yeah,
do
they,
a
do they even still
marathon
do that?
Podcast
Hell no.
Eat Taco Bell food.
Who?
And then close the door in here.
Oh.
Just do
an episode where we
just eat Taco Bell. And no, we can't leave for like hours.
Hey, we need a bucket.
Oh,
we would need a bucket.
Yeah.
We
just one taco out of a bucket.
We would need a bucket in a designated corner.
To see how the mood changes in
this
here.
Room isn't
you
that
know,
big.
Irritated.
Oh, God.
We go from friendly and funny to just flat out hostile. Then like we're all just hugging and in tears in our own filth. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
I love you.
Didn't Timothy Leary do those experiments back in the day?
That's great. Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
The Tuskegee experiments.
I'm glad I'm sharing this with you guys without pants on. It's really great.
It's the best way.
I think this.
But at least back in the 70s, Taco Bell was vaguely Hispanic in origin.
Vaguely Hispanic.
Now it's like nothing even close. It's a good thing none of us ate Taco Bell being pantless today.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like this is like the epitome of like male bonding is just talking about stuff with no pants on.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of tacos, no bull, serious. A Stephanie's taco cart right there on
cart.
Yep, on Charleston and Eastern, right by Carl's Jr. The best tacos ever. They're like $125
too. Nice. Oh, nice. Really That's good.
Yeah, it's really really cool. Yeah. It's like a taco truck, but it doesn't have a motor. It hitches onto
like
a
cart.
Truck.
Yeah, yeah.
What's funny is we had tacos, Friday?
Friday.
We went to Taco Sol Gordo. That place is freaking great. I don't know if you've ever been there, but every time I eat there, it's like I haven't eaten anything
Oh, I know.
Ever before. Like, you just see, like, oh my God, I just want to lick this plate. Like, you want to eat everything off the plate, man.
Yeah, I know. And on the last taco, I remember I consciously slowed myself down because the first first three or however many I got were just like, gone. I'm like, slow down. So I look up, it's empty.
Yeah.
Just,
oh, no. I'm just done.
Just guacamole salsa residue, and that's it.
That I'm trying so hard not to look undignified, like, licking off the plate.
Yeah. I'm telling you, because Stephanie's, man.
I have to try
get
that.
Get yourself there.
Every time I go get tacos, my first inclination is to be like, here's the battle plan. Eat it slow. Savor it. Really taste it. Yeah. And then I just, plans out the window. And then I just end up inhaling them all.
I guess that place right up here by us, what is it, Taco y Taco? That's supposed to be very good, too. Hmm. How do we get on Taco? Our new sponsor, Taco y Taco.
Just tacos. Yeah. Man, they're going to love us when they do this.
What we're really trying to say is get out there and try some tacos. Some of them not good, but a lot of them are very good.
I just saw a study where tacos are better than a protein bar. So I'm going to go with that.
In terms of taste, not in terms of health.
Right? No, in terms of health. Yeah. And underneath was a glass of wine is equal to a week at the gym.
Sure.
I love
that. So full circle, our sponsor, Father O'Malley's.
Father O'Malley's.
There you go.
Sacrament wine.
Sacramental wine in a can.
In a can.
Yeah.
Now delicious. In 6, 12, and 24.
Yeah. Or tall boys.
We got to say that every time we bring them up. We're under contract.
Just slam it.
Yeah. I thought those were the coordinates where you find them. That's tough. Tough sales pitch.
Oh, they should be available in finer beer caverns everywhere.
Yeah.
If they exist.
I like their mascot, Father O'Malley. Just like a perpetually drunk premier party priest. He calls himself.
Great.
It says on the can, Jesus, this is good.
Yeah.
Which is just a simple.
Yeah, it's just
simple.
It took a long time to hammer out the contract, though. Yeah. I do got to say, I mean, we were rapping with him for like an hour and a half before finally his assistant stepped in and took like 3 minutes to finalize a deal because we just weren't getting a straight answer.
Yeah, no joke. This guy was drunk all the time. He was just like, you guys want to drive to Tucson? It's no, man. We want to get this done so we can.
By the way, that wasn't his assistant. That was his wife. Pat, I think, or Patricia.
The guy?
Oh,
yeah. Pat. Oh.
That's probably what why is that so enlightening? Oh.
We thought it was his assistant, and we thought he was a man.
That's right.
Patricia. What?
Yeah. You had a Pat situation?
Yeah.
It's Pat.
That's her name, though.
She was wearing a pantsuit. I didn't realize.
Yeah. Mm. It was tight.
So what does that mean? I shouldn't wear pantsuits anymore?
That means we're all we're better shaven than Pat was.
That Pat. I don't even know why I'm wowing. My imagination ran wild, Jerry.
And Pat seemed very welcome in the
very nice.
Room.
Don't get me wrong. Oh, yeah. Very nice. We would not have gotten anywhere without.
She was without
Pat.
Really cool.
But I mean, this guy was. Hey, you guys want to go scam some chicks or something? We're like, what? Scam some chicks?
That's why I didn't. That's why I thought it was his assistant. Yeah. I just didn't.
I don't even think those women that you can scam exist anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it's not according to this guy, apparently.
Yeah. Well, he is like a 57-year-old priest, so I mean, there's that.
Jeez. I gotta go home and think about stuff he is.
His nose looks like a strawberry. It's so red.
Just one of those dudes.
Some of those dudes.
Always red in the face.
He's WC
baggy
Fields.
Eyes. Yeah.
You know, guys, we should go to Tucson.
Why?
I don't know, because it's just...
There's this biker bar outside of Tucson.
And I promised him some bodies.
He'll love it. He'll love it.
I promised him kidneys by midnight.
The titty twister.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yikes. 50,000 or pair of
kidneys. There's this great strip club out there. How do you guys feel about scars on men?
C-section. Appendicitis scars.
Appendicitis scars on a man.
It's a new. It's a strip club called Scars.
And it's that's awesome. That's a great idea.
This is the only prerequisite is you have to have a scar.
You have to have an appendicitis scar. Every stripper has an appendicitis scar.
Any kind of scar, like a C-section scar, appendicitis.
But they all have to have.
Boulder Highway, they had was like that.
But they all have to have appendicitis scars. That's like the prerequisite.
You guys want to go to Scars? Scores? No, Scars.
It's a new strip club.
Yeah.
It's cool because only like $3 a table dance.
Oh my God.
You just have to have scarred tissue. That's all you need. It's like some kind of a scar tissue. It could be from anything.
Hey, don't let it fool you, okay?
Yeah.
Once you get past the scar and the saggy skin, some of these women are incredibly sexy.
And some of these men, too. It's one of those men-women clubs.
I'm trying to leave the forest. I'm trying to Lethal Weapon for it, you know, the sexy girl with the scarf competition. But
yeah.
I'm sure it's not like that at all.
But they horrible. Alternate, though. Yeah. That's the weird thing is the girls come out, like the girl will come out, and you're like, eh, and then she'll go back, and then the guy will come out. Like, there's no upstairs. Well,
that's
downstairs.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the thing about.
Also with appendicitis scars. Yeah.
That's
by the
thing
way.
About scars.
They, they always tag consistent. Out in the middle of every Metallica song. They always tag out. You know? It's crazy.
That's not right.
One time six the man minutes, starts and they tag out.
In, yeah. 6 minutes into Fuel, and someone else comes out, like, I'm done with this.
Yep, yeah. They tag out, yeah. And then the woman with the appendicitis scar finishes off the song.
That's what I like about scars.
It's really cool. It's even.
I don't go. I don't go there. It's equal opportunity. Yeah. So you don't know what you're getting. I think it's fun for like everyone, not the whole family. Just you know, men and women alike.
It actually wasn't. It actually started out as scabs. And that didn't go really well.
Well,
because in that state, there was a thing about you know,
I feel I need to correct you because the neon sign was partially burned out. It was actually scabies. Pronounced scabies. But they fixed it. They changed their look. They kind of stepped it up a couple notches, and now it's known as Scars.
Because I was wondering. I didn't see
have a feeling that the guy who owns that club is like, imagine Danny DeVito in a suit with like a cigar, and he's just into gross stuff like, it's called Scars. Yeah. It's only people who have scars.
He just keeps accentuating it.
Welcome to Scars.
And when they walk in, if I don't see an appendicitis scar... They're out the door.
They're out the door.
They'll scar you, too, though.
Come back when you have appendicitis.
Come back when your appendix bursts.
That's stupid.
You can actually put your cigarette out on their feet.
We ready for a break?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, all right. But first,
I think the audience
let me hand everybody out a can of Father O'Malley's Sacrament Wine.
Hit it. Let's do it. To the head.
Right. And we'll be right back after this.
Father O'Malley's sacramental wine in a can.
Ah, Jesus, that's good.
Jesus. With a Z. Jesus.
God damn, that's good.
That's good. Are you tucking over there? What the hell, man?
God damn.
Would you do me?
I do me.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Geek Lounge. We have a special... Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. So, this is a bit weird. Adam has stepped out of the room for whatever reason. I'm not really sure... Oh, are we clapping at that, too?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, let's...
Someone gave me the cue. I didn't...
He says he didn't want to be in here for this guy for whatever reason. I don't know why, but in studio we have...
He said because
well, it's
both
obvious
writers.
You only have four chairs.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. For those of you who don't know who
why
that
do you
voice
have to
is,
make it... Mm-hmm. Why do you have to make it salty?
Of all the flavors, I could have picked, I picked salty this morning. I'm so sorry.
I don't understand.
Boy, he's a writer, so he's going to say salty.
Yeah, anyway, our guest that we have in studio...
Don't be an ass.
Our guest that we have in studio is a writer, like a sex columnist and relationship columnist for
romance,
the...
Romance, dear boy, for, romance.
Yes, romance.
I need that. I need romance. Man, so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anything about romance.
He's a cop.
So I need data. Yeah.
He's
on romance.
He's
good to have you, Mark.
Anyway, so with us is the romance columnist for the Peoria Penny Saver, the Marquis Francis de Anus.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh damn! I thought it was De La Hoya.
Yeah. Wow. No.
No. De La Anus.
De Anus. De Anus. And you're like I said, you're a romance columnist for the Peoria Penny Saver.
Yes.
Awesome.
Which I know is available.
Thanks for doing this, man.
Yeah. Appreciate having you here.
Yeah, it's great.
Cool hair.
It's.
Thank you.
It's odd that you would be here in Las Vegas. I mean, Peoria and Las Vegas are pretty far. What, can you tell me exactly what it is that you're doing here? You're very quietly sipping
nice
from
mustache.
Your tea. With your pinky out.
I've never seen a pinky that high.
Yeah.
Well, the revolution is in town. You know, Prince passed last year, so
yeah.
They're in town. We're all getting together, the FOP community of the United States, and it's just going to be a big party.
What's FOP?
The FOP?
I didn't have time to hashtag FOP.
Guys, a FOP, as our guest, in our guest's appearance here, He's that is not his hair. That is a powdered
awesome,
wig.
Awesome. Awesome.
He's wearing powder on his face. He's got the rosy cheeks. Very Victorian sort of dress.
I like that.
Preoccupied with my own appearance. Yes, exactly.
It's been a long time since we've had someone from Colonial Days.
Yeah.
Here at the studio.
I didn't know that they were doing.
It's been like 200 years,
it's
as a matter of
2016.
Fact.
2016. Where are you coming from?
It's just saying,
a choice, dear boy. It's a choice.
You're right. And I like that you have a time machine. Yeah.
You have a
I'm jealous.
You have a sweet cane right there, but the handle looks somewhat phallic. Is that meant to be that way?
It's a cane, dear boy. It's a long rod. How do you get away from that?
You're
it's
right.
functional.
You're,
I mean,
you're right. I'm sorry. So tell us a little bit about your column in the Peoria Penny Saver, if you can.
Well, of course, we have Peoria is very full of bored housewives.
Mm.
So they write in.
Yeah.
Or email in, because it is 2016, and I provide my responses, and I try to help them with their love life. And I'm not talking about, you know, 50 Shades of Grey. That's crap. That is, it's terrible.
That is crap.
But, terrible in the sense of, like...
It's like, well, no, actually it is. Is Twilight it too, fan fiction.
Would you say it's too tame for you, 50 Shades of Grey, or is it not tame enough?
Some ways, yes, it is way too tame. And then other ways, it is flat out criminal, yes.
Isn't it insulting to sexuality as a whole? Like, is that what women want right now?
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's kind of dated, ain't it?
Well, let's just say that there are better ways to approach it. How about that?
So I have a girlfriend who definitely exists, but she lives in Canada.
I meet many men just like you.
I mean, she's real.
Okay.
She's real.
Other women in Canada are taken. Single women in Canada.
Her name is Amy Girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So we're in a long-distance relationship. How would we sort of make it work in terms of a long-distance relationship?
You mean assuming she's real?
No, she is real. She just lives in Canada.
Yeah.
I told you that.
Come on, disbelief. You're a writer.
A lot of beautiful women in Canada.
A lot of gorgeous women in Canada.
This one probably not.
First of all, if you're writing a letter like, yes, sweetie, I love you.
Yeah.
You've got to get away from that. You have to embellish your feelings, dear boy. You have to let her know that she's important, sexy, wild, and everything you need.
Right, but
how do you do that without scaring them away? Because that's my problem.
How do I do that on Twitter? Because I only get 140 characters, and that's the only way we talk.
Skype.
I'm always like, I love you. You know, come see me.
Yeah, that scares them away, don't it?
And she's always like, hey, come see my webcam. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly. All about business.
Yeah.
I hate when girls do that.
I mean, right? You know?
Yeah.
I know. You get a girlfriend in Canada, all she wants you to do is look at a webcam.
Yeah.
I think you should find someone closer to home. I'll leave it there.
Okay. Sure.
Do you suggest, because I was thinking about doing this, going to a church, even though you don't believe in any of that, to meet a girl?
What is that supposed to mean?
To meet a girl.
Oh, you don't believe in that. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying I wasn't religious. Of course I'm religious.
No, I don't. I'm asking you questions about your profession, not your personal life, right? Okay. Isn't that why we're here?
So you want to go to church to meet a woman?
I'm wondering if that will work, if I go in there and go, yeah, I think you guys are crazy, but what are you doing tomorrow?
I think insulting their religion is not the way to go. Let me tell you something about religious girls.
I wouldn't do it that coarsely. I just know we have a time limit, right?
Sure.
When I was a young man in Peoria, honing my craft.
Before you became a marquee.
Before I became a marquee.
Before the mayor of Peoria dubbed you a marquee. Fopping.
Correct, yes.
Where you started fopping in your white wig.
A poof? I mean, a fop.
Both, yes.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I dated one young lady. Mm. She was the wildest, dirtiest stallion in the sack.
She was the wolf
I have ever encountered.
Wow.
However, still a virgin.
I heard about these ladies. No, you guys, I heard about these ladies.
That doesn't count?
No, it doesn't. They stay away from there. They think they're going to get to the highlander or staying away from the lowlander. You know what I'm saying? They do everything else, though.
They have to stay a virgin for their husband. But
that's true.
Everything else is free game.
It's crazy.
God.
Question. How does one become a marquee? Like, if I were looking to become a marquee such as yourself. I know this has nothing to do with what you do, but I'm interested in becoming a marquee.
Well,
how do I
go
do
on
this?
To Ancestry.com, pay the $99.95 per month.
Damn. Okay.
And then if you're lucky like me, you will be related to a marquee, and you will assume the title.
Oh, man.
Dude, is Ancestry.com for real? Because I tried that, right?
Yeah.
And the $99.99 scared me off because at first they were like, hey, you might be a king.
So you just have to be related to, you just have to have had a marquee in the family at some point in your ancestry.
Well, of course. You have to be related to the draw. Yeah,
okay, that's cool.
A sign? A marquee? Like a sign?
Yes, almost exactly like a sign. No, not like a sign, dear boy.
Oh, okay.
He's just like his family was responsible for telling people when the Shakespeare plays were coming.
Right.
Now your articles, your column is very unique because you offer advice to people of any sexual orientation, correct?
Yes, correct.
Because you yourself are pansexual?
A man?
No. No, that's not what
we're
I mean.
Talking about your sexuality.
Talk about your sexuality.
Yeah.
Not what you identify. You don't discriminate, do you? I mean, you.
Well, I prefer women, if that's what you're asking.
Right.
Everybody prefers women.
Sure. Yeah.
We're asking how far down on the spectrum are you willing to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me distill that into two answers.
That was the most 21st century thing I've ever said in my life.
Yeah. First of all, it's 2016, so. It doesn't matter. Second of all, any port in a storm, dear boy. The smoother and younger, the better.
Oh, my God.
This may hang out with you. How long are you guys going to be in town? You know?
Till Monday.
I need some of that priest wine.
This may be a little too racy for this podcast, but
is that why it's sponsored by that priest?
The Father O'Malley.
Yeah.
Father O'Malley's.
Have you been Father O'Malley?
I don't think they knew we were going to have Marquis Francis Danus. So, by the way, can we call you like? Frank? Do we have to say your whole name? Can we call
Francis.
You Frank? Francis.
Marquis Francis Danus.
We have to say that whole thing.
We have to say the whole thing.
Yes, please.
Oh,
it is my title. It is my right.
Sure.
Can we say MFD? MF Dizzle is.
I don't know who that is.
Debonair.
MacD?
Look, in Piera, they never heard of MF Dizzle, Wizzle, Manizzle, nothing like that.
Not
but
that
trust me, it works.
Okay.
You need to it go keeps to you current.
People, out here love a Dizzle or two.
There are plenty.
Peoria.
You need to go to the other
okay,
side.
So let's say you get something like a bored housewife who wants to spice up her love life with her husband. Like, what kind of advice would you give her?
Why isn't she appreciating her husband's hard work? I mean, he's putting those three boys through school. The first one's not even his.
Yeah. It's from her first marriage.
Don't be bored. It's just 2016. Bitch. Both partners work equally hard to raise children.
Okay, you're right. I saw that on TV.
Second of all, one of the easiest things for any couples to do is to introduce massage oils.
Oh, snap.
Easiest, fastest way.
This is the third just week like in that. A row that massage oils appeared on this podcast. I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, so massage oils. That's fine. Like,
if you can't figure out where to go from there, maybe you need more help than me. Maybe
You just need to be slippery with each other more.
Maybe you could help.
It sounds kind of simple, Marquis.
What?
Your name is more complicated than that.
That is correct because that is how romance and sex work.
Yeah,
when you overthink it, it becomes complicated.
I thought you were going to say they will come.
It's and they will and they will
rub it and they will come.
It seems like what you're saying is simple enough, but we tend to overcomplicate things.
That's
like that
true,
like
man.
That can't be the answer, but you're saying it is the answer. The simplest answer is the answer.
Well, let's just say that
she needs to buy
everyone
more oil.
Is different. Some people, you touch them and they become aroused. Others, they need a little more coaxing.
Sure.
So start early in the day.
I hate coaxing.
I hate when she's coaxing.
In the morning.
Here's what I like to do, Marky. Here's my whole strategy. Hey, you up? you up?
Via tech? You up?
Yeah. I'd love that.
You are a boorish man.
I'm sorry.
You home?
You start in the morning. If you know it's going to be a special night, plant a kiss, but not any kiss, not a daily kiss. The kind of kiss that reminds you of your wedding and the romance leading up to it. Deep, warm, and full. Lips, tongue, but not too much, not like a 15-year-old.
Oh,
teasing,
man.
Teasing.
I don't know if
you start with that, and throughout the day, simple texts.
I mean, I'm not
into... You build it through the day.
Oh, wow.
By the time you get to the massage oil... It'll all be easy.
That's true. I heard it was like building a Jenga tower. like all day, you know.
More like Legos, but close enough.
That's what I meant.
Here's the thing. I'm not into dudes, but what you just said. I mean, I don't know if you realize.
Yeah, no,
we're
bottomless. All day.
We're bottomless. I mean, anyway.
I've noticed. Okay. I would take off my bottoms.
We
but
did this for you, man.
I think you would all have deep insecurities.
Anything about my marriage is really just not going to, it's going to make everything go. So not really gonna work very well.
I like you said, man.
It's best to remember it is a two-way street.
Like you said, get some WD-40.
No one-way streets.
WD-40. All right. Yeah, so Marky, this weekend you're going to be with the Revolution. Is that like a private party? Can anybody go? Or
if you do not have an invite, you cannot go.
Oh shit! You need an invite.
We did not get an invite, dog. People can read your columns, which are quite informative yet erotic. It's very odd.
Yeah, that is weird.
It gives me mixed feelings, honestly. But
are they good mixed feelings?
Yeah, that's what art's supposed to do. You're creepy as but you're not wrong ever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Dear Abby.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Dear Marquis Francis Daniels. Yeah.
And this is a penny?
Still crazy.
The Peoria Penny
Saver?
You're
from Illinois, for Christ's sake. That's crazy.
Now, has the Peoria Penny Saver finally gone online at all so that people could read your articles or no?
Oh, no, dear boy. It's printed in a garage.
So you,
in a garage?
You straight up have to go to Peoria to get.
Are you the only article
to get your paper?
Yes, correct.
So it's just your articles and cars that are for sale.
But I am syndicated
and telemarketing jobs.
But I am syndicated through most of Illinois and parts of Michigan and Wisconsin.
Oh,
in the nifty nickel.
Is that on the internet though? It's not.
No.
Okay. Well, they don't have the internet in the Midwest, so it's fine.
Oh, that's true. We've been over this before.
No, they
on
have
this
the
podcast.
Internet. However, they do not have, they have scanners.
Oh, see, that makes sense. Yeah. They still print things the way they used to with the like they put the block letters into this press and
like.
Okay, no, that's
Mark
okay.
Twain.
Yeah.
I am still waiting on a fax from a job interview I had in 1989.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Marquis Francis Daniels. I'm sorry, Marquis Francis Daniels. Thank you for coming on the show.
Very informative.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the data.
And, you know, I mean, like, if we can get into the party with the Revolution, that would be pretty cool. I mean, if you want to
give us an invite.
I mean, if you,
I'll see what I can do. I'll try to find an invite for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Marquis. So we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, hopefully Adam will be back. I don't know why he's so freaked out. He's such a prude. All right. Yeah. So
he's next door at the church.
I think you're looking too into it, dear boy. There's only four chairs in this room. He wouldn't fit.
That's true. Anyway.
Yeah, this isn't a Marx Brothers skit.
Anyway, we'll be right. So the massage oil, like, does it matter what it's called? Geek Lounge, turn it up. Pop culture and whatnot.
I got nothing. I got Got nothing.
Paul's got nothing.
When I'm alone,
turn my headphones up. Because I can't hear the beat, even though I'm from the street.
Hey,
that's
terrible. I started rapping and there was no beat.
I started rapping.
I'm a rapper.
I'm a rapper. I know how to rap.
Dude, by the way, did you guys hear about The Get Down, that new Netflix series?
I have heard of it. I haven't watched it yet.
It's about Puerto Ricans inventing hip hop. Now that I said that.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Welcome back, everybody, to the
South Bronx when it used to be burning.
Yeah.
Went from disco to hip hop.
Nice.
Because of Puerto Ricans.
Is it?
Okay. Well, according to the show.
According to the show. Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
From disco to hip hop because of Puerto Ricans?
Yeah, from disco to hip hop. Yo, it was everything. Look, we have J-Lo. No, I'm just kidding.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Geek Lounge.
Hey!
Adam's back.
Hey.
You missed it, dude.
Well, what's up with
you missed it.
You and the marquee. How come you don't want to be in here?
There's four chairs. Where am I going
to
sit?
I don't listen. I'm sorry. I guess that it didn't make sense to me. And then
no, we had a lovely conversation. He's got my number.
Sure.
It was weird though. He rubbed like some smelly massage oil behind my ear on the way out.
Oh, you God. Do smell better.
He marked you. Thank you. The marquee you. Marked you.
He marked me.
He marked you.
Oh. I kissed his ear, and I got white stuff on my cheek.
When that's angel dust.
Yeah.
I know. I feel really good right now. That powder wasn't.
The powder. I think it's was, stuff on
he
that.
He did caress all our cheeks weirdly.
I like that. I mean,
it was nice. It's very soft hands.
He did. He did. Never worked a day in his life.
I don't feel guilty. I chalk it up to he's a professional. It's okay. It's
I
okay,
wish he would get us an invite to
an invite
see him
really
at the
great.
Revolution. Yeah.
An invite would be great.
He gave me one.
You got an invite?
You guys didn't get any?
You got an invite?
Yeah. It actually said, look, it says right on there. You are invited.
Invited.
To the Revolution's private party in honor of...
Let me see that.
The United States FOP Association.
Dude, let me see that invoice. Oh, my God. This is a quality invoice. Look, I'll look at the back. John Voight's invoice. That's awesome. That's amazing.
But it's J-O-H-N. I did notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure. That's so sex. It's not that John Voight. It's another John Voight.
They're using his name recognition. I hate when I fall for that, you guys.
Don't give John Voight's invoice.
I went to in the back Obama.
He does good invoice.
I ate at In the Back Obama's Ribs the other day. Stupid name record.
Yeah, on the bottom of that, it says not that Obama, though.
That's true. They always have
then
to cover
for
their
some
asses.
Reason, comma, also not my president. I mean, whatever this guy
that's
is.
Not, that's a little too. That wasn't even illegal. That's beyond illegal.
Like just, I don't know. This guy's a butthole. But he makes good ribs, though.
He does.
Oh, my God.
He does make
good. You know, for a political douchebag, he makes delicious ribs. Delicious ribs.
Not going there.
Cannot dispute that.
Screw that. I'm going to I make a stand.
Well, considering he's on his way out, we can say whatever we want. We're not. We're staying away from the current candidates.
Well, no, I
because we don't want
politics.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Yeah,
I play a game
that.
Called
we want to stay out of that.
Thank you, current president, where I just blame whatever president is in power.
Oh yeah,
for
we've been
terrible that's going on.
Yeah, we did that with Bush.
Yeah,
that's
all
what they're
the
for.
We did it with Obama. Yeah, that's what it's for.
Yeah, it is. They set the president. See, that's why it's called
the president for the president. The president's president. Precedent.
I like Obama.
End
I
of
like
list.
That.
End
black
of
people
list.
Are cool. If nobody
he
knows
smokes,
that yet.
He smokes still.
He does.
You have to smoke.
He does. He shoots b-ball outside of the school.
He sings.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so.
He wouldn't speak at his daughter's high school graduation because he said he would be too emotional.
He borrowed his parents' Ferrari when they were away in a week's vacation.
Yeah.
Dropped it.
Or I was a Porsche.
Dropped
I'm
it
sorry.
In Lake Michigan.
It was a Porsche. My bad.
His hooker girlfriend released a parking brake, went into Lake
Dude,
Michigan.
She was underage.
He had a party with all her coworkers to make the money up to
did,
get the
Did you hear
fixed.
The story about
This sounds later. Familiar for some
did
reason.
Did you hear the story about Michelle Obama when she went on vacation and him and Joe Biden had a dead body and they had a party and they had to make the dead body seem like it was alive?
They got away with that.
It was in the Hamptons, right?
Yeah,
they
yeah
got
it was
away.
In the Hamptons. It was in the Hamptons,
It was in Ugazi in the Hamptons.
Whoa.
Ugazi Hampton?
Southamptons.
Southamptons. You guys, we don't mean to get political.
This party's like Benghazi, man. This party's dead Benghazi.
Did Fugazi play at the Benghazi at the Hamptons? Because I like Fugazi. They're a good band.
We're going to party in Benghazi like it's 1999.
Yeah. With Fugazi.
With Fugazi. Yeah. Oh, guys. We are like political dynamos. Right
at
now.
Least we make ourselves laugh.
Sure. Yeah. If you're not laughing out there, I'm sorry, but we're laughing in here. Yeah. That's all that matters, I guess.
We're setting an example.
We're trying to convey our energy to you.
To you.
Yes.
To you out there. It's like telepathy. This podcast is like telepathy. What we're feeling at the moment of recording is what we hope you feel when you listen.
Right now, I'm going to try
hours worse. Or days later.
We're like broadcasting empaths.
We are.
So you just like...
I'm going to make your head explode right now.
May your face...
He's a scanner! He's a scanner.
Oh, I love that scene.
Yeah, that is a good scene.
No, you guys, we're not taking over your minds. Shop at Walmart. We're not. We're taking
over. Go to Disneyland, bring money.
We're not trying to take over your minds. Bye, Father O'Malley's canned sacrament wine.
In a wine.
Now in 6, 12, and 24 packs.
The 24 pack is called I See God. So
God's forgiveness in a wine.
And it's I See Why God.
But you have to drink it. So, you do. Like the whole thing by
you
yourself.
You have to take it all, like
Jesus,
the good Catholic.
That's good. Father Jesus O'Malley's like, sacrament wine.
Jesus Christ, that's good wine.
the 40 ounces are goddamn.
That's oh, whoa.
Hey, I'm not,
that's true. And that's not vain.
That.
That's
true.
That's not vain.
Sure. No. I love that you write the slogans.
I didn't mean to say that. Hey, that is
no, I love that you write the slogans.
It's awesome.
Those are, yeah.
It's not in vain. It's good goddamn wine.
Oh. The damn is all caps. D-A-Y-U-M.
Damn.
God,
yeah, that's right.
And then below
four A's.
Yeah, it's in the store next to the King Cobra. And between the King Cobra and the Old English 800.
And then, right below it, it says, that's
you can get
not...
it in the beer tomb or the wine tomb.
The wine tomb.
It's not the beer tomb.
Which,
it's
is,
the
a,
wine
which is a cavern off of the beer cavern.
Yeah, right.
The wine tomb.
You can get it in the malt liquor humidor.
Yeah. It's a secret door that only opens when you believe.
That's right. The benevolent man.
Or
the crazy thing is you go into the wine tomb to get the wine, and the door is already open.
Yeah.
And you go inside, and it's gone. Because Jesus left.
Like 3 days.
That's awesome.
It's only there every 3 days. And it's next to the yellowtail and the barefoot one.
Okay. Yeah,
Sister Agnes's wheat thin wafers.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
With every purchase.
That's true.
Whole grain, pure and white. Sister Agnes, gluten-free Sister Agnes.
Gluten-free Sister Agnes.
Wheat wafers.
For all
and they're very young.
Yeah.
They don't age.
Get the body and blood of Christ in your liquor store today.
Today. Pale, white, young.
That's terrible. We're going to hell.
All right. I think we've offended enough religious folk. We don't mean to.
Yeah. No, not at all.
That's my Jack Tripper. I actually don't mind offending.
Oh, sure.
I don't care if they get offended.
Yeah,
I just don't purposely set out to offend them.
Yeah, no.
I do.
We love everybody.
Stay tuned for our R-rated rare cut show. And
yes.
It's because editing's
weeks or
hard.
Possibly
you do
months.
It.
Well, that part will be easy because we're just chopping about 8 minutes right out. Whoa.
Man.
Wow. I got to say, this is the most fun I've had on doing a show. Like, every show is fun doing this. It's fun doing this, but. When you really get like a bunch of dynamic people together, it's way just, more fun.
It just steps it up. It steps it up a notch.
I realize that those the podcast festival episodes are really, really fun. And they're the worst audio ones because of the logistics of it. Mm. They're always on stage. It's always a live episode, you know. But the fact that there's like four or five comedians on stage makes it dope. You know, that's probably why they keep doing it. You know, it's really, really awesome.
I feel like the bottomless episode should have been saved for a live episode.
Yeah.
Because...
yeah,
like we're like what we're like and about I'm, 50 I'm, minutes into being pantsless, yeah, and it's I'm, just like,
yeah, and I'm getting really desperate to slap some
and I
pants
had
back
Taco
on.
Bell.
Yeah, that
really yeah, you had. Oh God, come
is
on,
that
man,
what that is?
That, we should have brought baby powder.
And I'm chafing. Yeah,
if you guys would leave first, and bring me a towel.
Be
so
cool.
I can clean these.
Should we be cool?
These are your chairs, right?
We own these chairs. Yeah.
We've had to clean a chair before. I don't want to say why.
I mean,
but it's
I hope
really
this isn't
gross.
The one you. Clean.
When we started the bottomless episode, I thought, you know, maybe these faux leather chairs was not the best idea. But now with that new Taco Bell news that you just gave me, maybe they were in fact the best idea.
The more I look at you guys without pants, the more I feel like this is not as sexy as I thought it was going to be.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Real.
First of all, there's a lot more hair.
Yeah.
And after Deonuse, there's a lot more oil. I don't know why.
Oh, God.
I thought my ass was a lot longer.
I'm like 4% coconut butter.
And I got to tell you, the humidity in this room is like 64% right now.
I want to apologize.
It's like Cambodia up in
here. I want to apologize for my erection. We've been in here.
Dude, it's natural. Don't apologize. Don't apologize.
Hey, yeah, it's okay, dude. It's okay. Hey, you know what? We've all been there.
Yeah. Remember the boys club? Just remember that. Yeah, we're
that
boys club.
We're bonding. It's what happens.
Yeah,
that's
what
true,
happens.
Man.
One word to here, describe the room.
We have all been there. I mean,
there's a little bit of
wind. It's been like 20 years for me.
One word to describe the room right now: moist. which is a gross word.
It's the word of the day.
The vent's got some wind.
That's our
going
new. That's our new
really
motto.
Like, you know,
that's our new motto. We're gonna unleash that at the end.
I didn't realize how
moist.
Gross that word was until I kept saying
you said it 30 times last
night.
I was
like,
your tongue's all dry.
Why do people find that word gross? And then I just kept saying moist.
Why did you
moist? And it's like it sounds gross. There's no way to say it without.
Moist.
Yeah.
Your mom's like, what are you doing in the bathroom?
Moist.
Moist.
Lights out, looking in the mirror. Moist.
Turn the fan on.
Moist.
Can you imagine being on a first date, like whether you're a guy or a girl, and you're being dropped off or you're dropping somebody off, and then the last thing you say to this person once you've made a second date is, hey, stay moist.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
I've actually been on dates where that would be totally prudent. So I don't know what you mean.
Most dates, I go
usually
on,
when they tell fine. Me it's because I'm sweating really hard because I'm a, I sweat really easily.
How do you guys do it? Because every time I go on a date, it usually ends with her kicking me out of her car after she slaps me in the face and a lot of F-bombs.
Dude, that's why you got to own the car. See, the way it happens in my date,
I don't
she
own a
slaps
car.
Me in the face and leaves my car. So
yeah,
in your face.
Like that's.
I've never owned a car, though.
Oh,
girls like never cars. Owned a car.
Yeah.
Wow. That's my money. I'm not going to spend it on her.
Or a car.
You know what I mean? Or a car. Yeah. Exactly right.
F those rubber toed robots.
I don't even know what that means.
That's what cars are.
Can we call this?
That's my racial slur.
Rubber toed robots. Oh,
rubber
toed
robots.
It's derogatory for cars.
Can we call this episode slur. The off the rails episode?
Off the rails episode.
What is in that drink?
Now with more moistness.
Hey, now with extra moistness.
I feel really
now with
about
80%
the
more
highway,
moistness.
The Boulder Highway live podcast. I really want to do that. I feel like
we were talking about that. We think we're gonna shoot for that one next week.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The man on the street.
Oh, wow. Literally the man on the street.
Yeah. We're going to have to get a disposable microphone and then just like toss it onto the 95 when we're completely disintegrated.
It's 10 seconds of it getting hit by cars before it just completely breaks.
Really artsy.
That's a good
stuff.
Mic.
Yeah, I mean, like it's experimental. And that's what I wanted for this podcast. It's just be just artsy and like experimental.
We want to push the boundaries.
Yeah, that's why I came up with the bottomless episode. It didn't work. But that's the thing when you're experimental, man. Sometimes things don't work.
Oh, no, it worked. I am thoroughly stuck to my seat. So that worked.
But that wasn't what I was going for. I was going for controversy.
I shaved at least 25 years worth of hair, so that worked.
The internet, I was going for being the first bottomless pun.
We are that.
Hey, we
that.
Can't be that.
We were all introduced to that new strip bar down the road called Scars.
Yeah. Scars, yeah.
What about Howard Stern? He's going to totally claim that. In a Simpsons did it.
Yep. Yeah. I had bottomless people.
Did you hear that, Howard Stern?
Yeah. If you're listening.
Did you hear that scoff of derision, Howard Stern?
Unfortunately, he's savvy enough to know that giving us any attention would only serve to make us better. So,
it's not true, Howard. Come after us.
We could spend an hour ragging on him.
Nah, you could do it, Howard.
He would never say anything.
Come on, listen to him. We think you suck. Come after us.
Come at us, bro.
Come at us, bro.
You can do it. You're big and curly haired.
And now very old. Yeah. Like a scare, like a giant scarecrow.
I don't mean to insult him. He reminds me of an ent.
I'm a huge. He's a big Ramones-esque ent.
Just like a. I feel like he should
he's
be
the Joey ent. I am Treebeard, and this is Joey. Hey, how you doing?
Man.
You take a top off or what? I feel like if he's walking around the street, he should be walking with two little people sitting on his shoulders.
Oh, that's great, dude.
That is great.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that is great.
I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah?
I think there's some stuff that he's done that's pretty, like, funny.
Yeah, he shouldn't be... Oh, I thought you were going to say that was shitty.
No. Not all the time. I wouldn't say I'm the biggest fan, but I've heard his show before, and there's some stuff that's, like... genuinely like funny.
He's really
I think
funny.
When he gets real about stuff like
is his best
that's when it gets great.
Yeah. He interviews people
I think,
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. What frustrates me about him is when he gets personal about things and he's honest. If you listen to him long enough you start to realize that his honesty really revolves 100% around him.
Yeah, it's a narrow view, definitely.
Yeah, and that's where he frustrates me.
Right.
Because he tries to take like a, I guess, I don't want to say holier now, that's not correct, but he tries to take a more altruistic stance on things.
Yeah.
But the longer you listen to, that altruistic stance is just an excuse to basically
but I see that
feed
more,
his own ego.
I see that more as like a character.
Right.
It's
really his voice.
Like I'm more of a personality than something else.
It's his voice that we're ultimately tuning into. Like, his altruistic point of view is his journalistic integrity. I'm putting air quotes on that. But
again, audio only. So,
but if we go into Howard Stern, it's ultimately one human being out of 7 billion point of view. You know,
very true. Yeah. Very true.
But thank God there's 7 billion.
Can't deny his success. Can't deny his
success. Fuck him. Come at us, bro.
Come at us, bro. You suck.
Please come at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in Las Vegas.
Grace us.
Yeah.
We're in Las Vegas.
You love it here.
You love it.
There's hepatitis all over the place. Yeah.
You think that
have you seen any? Oh, go ahead.
The only reason we're not bigger than we should be is because we don't have little people and drunks. on the show.
Yeah, like just, a freak. Like, yeah.
Like a cavalcade of freaks. You know what I mean?
Beetlejuice,
like,
well, we know you're not doing
not
anything.
That little, not that little people are freaks, but but you know what I mean. Like, yeah, just no, like a weird cast of colorful characters.
We need to Barnum and Bailey's this shit. Beetlejuice, we know you're not doing shit. Come in here.
Well,
is he alive?
You know,
I don't know.
He doesn't look like he could last that long.
Well, you got to remember, we're in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And freaks here have had a lot of plastic surgery and look.
They're pretty good as far as freaks.
I don't want to say. Well, let's just say we had.
Oh, sure. No, no. Never mind. Yeah. I know what we're on. Yeah. Say no more.
Say no more.
Yeah. Just
so
fuck the audience.
Yeah, keep it cool and cash. Keep it cash.
When you go to the East Coast, you get some freaky people. Here, freaky people are well hidden.
Huh. Yeah.
Well hidden. But they're easy to spot when you know how, but they're well hidden.
Yeah. Do you remember, I don't want to say who it was or what year exactly, we met a beauty pageant. Well, I don't think she won.
She was like a Miss State.
She came in 99 out of 100.
We're not going to say because I know who it is.
Yeah.
But yes, she was a robot.
Very beautiful.
Whoa. Oh, my. She was gorgeous. A robot.
She looked like she was like an alien trying to assimilate into our Earth. You know what I mean?
Like a hot woman would look like.
I don't program their body. I don't mean a good robot that's very smart and savvy, like in Ex Machina. I mean like a poorly programmed robot. She greeted both of us.
Like a Japanese robot?
So perfectly exactly the same. It was eerie. Oh. Hi, nice to meet you. Hi, nice to meet you. It was
okay, Vicky.
Yeah, it was weird.
I thought, if you listen closely, I thought I heard like some kind of like computer voice going like salutations initiated. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
And winding up. Oh wow. Okay.
It was weird.
That is weird.
She was gorgeous though. Holy crap.
I would have totally voted.
It was
freaky. Like it was like, hey, how are you? Oh, hi, how are you doing? You know, it was just like, hi, how are you? Initiate salutation to, hi, how are you?
Warm up hand to 98.6 degrees.
I was doing this. I was moving my head back and forth because I was trying to see the light. If there was light behind those eyes, and I just never saw any.
No way.
And she didn't even react to me doing some weird ostrich thing with my head. Like, is there light back there?
Let me try a bird exercise.
Yeah, because I'm trying to see the light back there, and there was no light behind those eyes.
She's a professional.
It was the cool glow of electric current.
circuitry and stuff, like feeding, like in South America or something, feeding like starving children, you know, just looking like perfect and like just looking at the camera.
But then, In all fairness,
those kids are perfect too.
Yeah. That's true.
They are hitting it right on the head. In all fairness, we did
meet Miss Philippines, and she was actually really cool. She was very friendly, very open, like seemed human.
Was she Miss Philippines? I don't remember. I believe so. She was another
Miss.
Most Filipinos seem human.
Yeah.
You ever notice that? Most Filipinos seem human. That's crazy.
As opposed to the one we're talking about that was American and did not seem human at all, just looked human. Like, hi, nice to meet you. Hi,
dude,
nice
I would have loved the experience.
Weird. It was weird.
I like to imagine after we met her, like a hard cut to her getting to her house, and she sits down like in front of her like her vanity mirror, right, where she's got all her makeup, and then she peels her face off, robot, like
awesome.
Yeah. It's like John Saxon from like the $6 Million Man, where the face comes off and it's like just goofy circuitry,
like an H.G. Wells type like robot with like lights and like sensors and stuff like that.
That would be awesome.
Mute like suspense, hard cut to black, that was the end of that experience.
It's either that or she sits in the mirror and she's like, "You must do better next time. You must do better next time.
You must do better next time."
And she starts cutting herself or something.
Yeah, like I think you're like American Psycho. You know what I mean? Like she has no sense of what's right or wrong anymore.
Joking aside, like about how we reacted, I think we literally kind of gave each other sideways glance with that weird look, like, what was that? Like,
happening?
What? And that's not even joking. I think we were both like,
get her.
Was that weird? Yeah, that was weird.
Get her.
That was the look we gave to each other. Yeah, like. We're waiting for her to do the Donald Sutherland, you know, end of the invasion of the body snatchers.
What if she went home at night to her vanity and she was just in the mirror mocking, going like, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. That's so stupid.
She's angry at herself. That wasn't perfect enough.
Yeah. What if we're insulting her, but she's just like, she's just got like problems with like confidence or whatever.
Yeah, she's the most.
You sounded like a robot. You're such an idiot.
Full on Asperger's, and we're fucking, whatever.
You should have told her, like, right there. That was weird the way you said that.
That's not how people talk.
She was actually...
You're going to lose this contest.
Very attractive, though, but just odd. It was an odd experience.
Yeah.
All right. So what was the show called? Because we're about ready to... we're about winding down here.
What was what show called?
What did we call this? The Free and Loose...
The Off the Rails episode.
Off the Rails episode. With our new catchphrase, stay moist, everybody.
We got that name because we did 40 rails before. Yeah.
We're coming out fresh out
before.
Coming down now.
Yeah. I just slowly coming down. Yeah.
I pissed on an electric rail. That's why I'm so
That hurts, Adam. I try cocaine next
time.
Yeah.
God. Do the bass. You know that hurts? I would try that.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Paul's got nothing.
Paul's got nothing.
Nothing.
Let me see.
Except an upper lip covered in cocaine.
I was gonna do something, but that beat was not like. All right, how about this? A little too slowed down. You are my girl. I would be so true. I would live just to give all my love to you. You've been mistreated by all those guys that didn't understand or even realize that a lady needs love, tenderness, and care. Someone they can count on who will always be there. Pick them up when they're down. Make them happy when they're blue. If you were my girl, that's what I'd do.
Whoa!
1984 rap right there.
Hey, we need a new mic because he just spat some hot fire into that.
Yeah. All right.
I was going to drop the mic, but it's not mine.
Big frick, big frick, big frick, big frick, big frick, big frick. Thank you, everybody.
Have a good night. Join us next week. Facebook, Geek Lounge. Twitter. Wow. Okay.
MySpace.
Twitter, Geek_Lounge. MySpace, Geek Lounge. remember to go to TeePublic.
MySpace still there?
Get my CD on MySpace.
LiveJournal, Geek Lounge.
Digital downloads.
TeePublic.com does actually have our t-shirts.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, we're not kidding about that. That's a real thing. Go get our shirts.
Yeah.
At SigBot, Instagram.
That's right.
There you go.
What?
Paul.
Big Frick.
Big Frick. At
the computers.
At the local
computers.
At the local beer cavern.
Yeah.
At every finer convenience store, Big Frick will be in there.
And that's it.
I want to make an appearance at the McDonald's right after this because I'm hungry. And then after
Taco Bell.
I'll actually, this will air after, but I'll actually be at, I will be at the Capricious Bounty's 300 at the third show.
I'm going to go
tonight. Going to the ha-ha hole.
place where you put your beer.
Created by Louise LaTorre and Munch, The Geek Lounge is produced and hosted by Louise LaTorre and Adam Smasher and was recorded at Giga Hub Studios. You can find this show and many other shows at GigaHub.com and on Facebook under The Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge. The show's theme is Shot Lunatique by the band Turquoise. You can find them at turquoiseband.com, TURKUAZ band.com, for music, merchandise, tour dates, and much more.